Okay, I enjoy teaching about devas. They seem to be a good counterbalance for left-brain people. Is it correct to say that Hindu deities are included into Buddhist universe as higher devas, mighty but not omniscient and impermanent beings? I'm particularly interested in Shiva, who for me is a positive symbol of cessation, relinquishment, and play of the elements. I know that Brahma is mentioned a lot in the canon, but what about Shiva? Also, since Thailand borrowed a lot from Indian culture, are there any devotional practices for Hindu deities, and if yes, are they somehow integrated with Buddhism, perhaps on a folk level? In the canon, Brahma gods are. I don't think it's. I don't they say historically. I'm not sure where the. You know, in terms of the lineup of the Vedas, Upanishads, Pali canon, the lifetime of the Buddha, how specific the different deities are, or how different. But certainly, there seems that like when it speaks of Brahma gods, it tends to not be sort of one ultimate Brahma god, but a whole bunch of different Brahma gods. And then Shiva doesn't get a mention at all in the Pali canon. but then again, I don't know the timeline in terms of historical development of the Indian religion and philosophy at the time. Thailand, there are certain Hindu deities that are kind of, you know, on a certain level. I mean, Thais are kind of very down to earth, mostly, you know, certainly originally a very agrarian society, and they're happy to integrate anything that's going to give them some advantage. So that there's, but it's not that extensive in terms of, a lot of it is more local and in terms of deities and beings that are in particular shrines, areas. And then it's fairly recent. There's been a real kind of all over the, I think, all around the country, particularly central and southern Thailand of what the heck is the name? Ganesh, yes. Ganesh has a real following.
Poor Nick does sculptures of Ganesh.
Really? Okay. There you go. That's
patron saint of architecture, supposedly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, he's a builder and a sculptor. But it's a patron saint of architecture. I thought it was just to get more money. I thought that was the angle they were pursuing. But yeah, so there's a lot, especially in, say, in Thai culture, there's a very interesting mix of the Hindu and Buddhist, especially on royal ceremonies, literature. Historically, that's always been kind of folded in, there's a certain element, but it's not it's definitely not as discernible as when you see in India and shrines and deities and the pujas that go on. It's not quite as overt as that.